Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions of issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers will remain confidential. Now, to start, let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30306.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1973.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race?
I am Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
In the 2020, I voted for Biden.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Now, and below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Is it inflation and cost of living, crime, jobs and the economy, public transportation, abortion access, climate change and the environment, racism and discrimination, traffic, education, or immigration?
You said three?
Three, up to three, yes.
Let's say abortion access, traffic, and crime.
Crime. Thank you very much. Now, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one is the city of Atlanta.
Is there like a neutral one?
We just have a very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I guess let's go somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Then we have the Atlanta region.
Somewhat satisfied.
And we have Georgia.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you very much. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, or neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, just let me know. The first one is MARTA trains.
5.
Then we have Mayor Andre Dickens.
Yeah, 5.
Then we have Governor Brian Kemp.
6.
Thank you. Then we have Uber and Lyft.
Uber and Lyft? 7.
Then we have the Atlanta City Council.
5.
Thank you. Then we have electric scooters.
4.
And then we have artificial intelligence companies.
Open it, please. Let's go 6.
6. Then we have the Atlanta Beltline.
8.
And finally, on this section, the Atlanta Police Department.
6.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
A major problem.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
I'm fairly familiar.
Very familiar or somewhat?
Let's say somewhat.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Is it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. Based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
And is it very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. Now, what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Convenient.
Convenient. Thank you very much. Now, here are a few statements, and after each one, please use a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with a statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one is, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
I don't remember. I disagree with that.
So 0 is strongly disagree. 5 is okay. Neither agree nor disagree. 10 is strongly disagree.
Let's go with 1.
Thank you. The next one is public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
0.
Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
8.
Then we have crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
5.
The next one is, I feel safe riding MARTA.
5.
The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
7.
And the last one on this section is, MARTA says that they are working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
5.
Thank you very much. Now,
how much longer do we got here? I've got to start cooking dinner for my family.
We are halfway there, but the next ones go by really fast. I promise.
Okay.
Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
I need to pick one of those?
Statement A or statement B?
Yeah, I guess let's go statement A.
Statement A. And do you somewhat, is somewhat statement A or strongly statement A?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you want somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. The first one is adding a light rail to the Beltline.
10.
Incentivizing housing development to close to public transit.
8.
Thank you. Then we have adding more security to MARTA stops.
6.
Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
8.
That was an 8?
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
Six.
Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
Seven.
Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
10.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
4.
Thank you very much. Now, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline train? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not familiar at all.
Thank you. And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Yeah.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would extend 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, before we finish, we'd like to ask you some more questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from coming from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from the near neighborhoods and their work to their workplaces. Do you feel that this is not at all convincing, neither convincing nor unconvincing, or very convincing on a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Then we have, when complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers.
I would say that's a 3.
Thank you. And we have Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestions in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city.
Yeah, 5.
Thank you very much. Now, once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
The number again?
Just we want to know if you, after hearing all that,
no,
do you still support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation?
I support it.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, we're about to finish just this last section. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very concerning statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel it is somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it is not at all concerning statement. Once again, we're going to use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, The Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely safe, unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening on MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use.
Three.
Thank you. Then we have the Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every day, the cost of rent goes up, and as out-of-town interests pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs would feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents, and we've got to take back our city and say no to gentrification.
Three.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is at $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost us $3, $4, or even $5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it's never actually completed. We need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work.
I thought that's probably a six.
Thank you. And for the final time, based on what you know and what you've heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Five.
We just want to know if you, for the final time, if you support or oppose, and how much, if it's somewhat or strongly supported.
Somewhat supported.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or 21 plus years?
21 plus.
Thank you. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else that you would like to specify?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes, three.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
Democratic.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you. And finally, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, 100,000 to 249,000 or 250 or more?
250 or more.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful meal.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.